This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonio Gonzalez. Saying it's long overdue, Alaska Governor Bill Walker formally apologized to Alaska Natives. It came at the conclusion of his address to the Alaska Federation of Natives Conference in Anchorage.
For being forced into boarding schools, I apologize. For being forced to abandon your native language and adopt a foreign one, I apologize. For erasing your history, I apologize. For the generational and historical trauma you have suffered, I apologize. This apology is long overdue. It is but one step in hundreds more to go on this journey towards truth, reconciliation, and healing.
The Alaska Native vote is important as Walker faces a three-way race to keep his office. National Congress of American Indians Director Jacqueline Peta revealed her personal struggles with past sexual and physical abuse during her speech to the AFN conference. Speaking about missing and murdered women and domestic violence, Peta said she wouldn't be where she is now without the Alaska Native Resource Center and the AWARE shelter in Juneau.
Like many women in Alaska, molested as a child, raped as a teenager, and violently abused as a young wife. But because of the strength of the women who gather together in the violence against women, all women have a choice and all women have ability to be what they want to be.
A Canadian singer-songwriter's one-woman show features music and candid stories about her life. Among other things, her narrative touches on her experience as a sexual abuse survivor. KNBA's Tripp Krause talked to her before her recent appearance in Anchorage about her journey and her message.
Originally from Nunavut, Canada, Susan Aguicar confuses pop and country songwriting with Inuit folk music. She's also very outspoken about sexual violence. Her own journey began in the early 1990s after the court case with her own abuser ended.
After the whole case unrolled, I left because I felt like justice hadn't actually been met and that the system itself really does re-victimize us.
She says she felt like she had no other choice but to leave her hometown, but that decision eventually led to her music career.
I ended up on this incredible 25-year journey of healing through songwriting and singing and exploration and art and everything.
Arctic Mission Adventure is sponsoring an event that brings Aguicar to Anchorage. The faith-based mission organization provides services and support to Alaska's bush villages.
You know, when we grow up in these environments, the more stories we have and the more we can go back home with these stories, the more we give them hope. The more we can change that environment a little bit at a time.
For National Native News, I'm Tripp Krause. Oh, I know that the pain can seem like an
ocean, but I'm just a worry. Officials at the U.S. Interior Department said its internal watchdog is not being replaced by a political appointee. This clarification came after an email late last week from Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson, who said a HUD Assistant Secretary, Suzanne Israel Tufts, was leaving HUD to become Inspector General at Interior. But National Public Radio reported that a spokesman for Interior said the email had false information in it, and that while Tufts was referred by the White House as a potential candidate, she was not offered the Inspector General job. The initial email raised concerns, since the Inspector General is currently conducting several investigations of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at AARP.org.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at Sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.